In this discourse on Micah chapter 2 and verse 11, I want to remind you of the previous discourse. In the previous discourse, Micah has been used by God to warn this people that there will be exile for their sin. How do you think they'll respond? In repentance and returning to the Lord? No, as you will see. They wanted the false prophets who would tell them what they wanted to hear. Now for this discourse. Thoughts on Micah. Micah chapter 2 and verse 11. The prophet they want. The prophet they want. This is how low it has got in Judah. Instead of a faithful man like Micah, the people no longer can stand that kind of preaching, that kind of prophecy. We don't want any more of it. So, verse 11, Micah, God through Micah, can say to Judah, I know what's going on in your mind. I know what's going on there. If a liar and deceiver comes and says, I will prophesy for you. I'll prophesy for you plenty of wine and beer. He would be just the prophet for this people. Micah 2:11. Liar, deceiver, telling them what they want to hear, feeding their carnality, and bliss to come, of course. No doubt about that. But they can have it all now, and bliss to come. Ye be just the man for this people. Now, we must surely apply this figure. The new covenant, what does Paul say? The time will come in this gospel age, 2 Timothy 4, 3-4. The time will come, I believe it's well in now, it's come when they won't endure sound preaching. They'll turn to myths. They'll gather around them preachers to say what their itching ears want them to say. Don't preach that here. Preach this and that and the other. Well, I've virtually met it in my own life. If you preach that, you can't preach here. Well, and what's that? It's what I see is the word of God. Nobody denies that. But we don't want that here. No, we live in a time when there's all sorts of varieties of what people think. Heinz 57, that was once an advert. Heinz makes 57 varieties. Well, some want boring platitudes to drone out in lectures. He's just the man for us. He's a boring, droning lecturer. That's just the man we want. Others want the prosperity gospelers, the health and wealth man. He's just the man for us. Well, that's what it is here. I prophesy for you plenty of wine and beer. Another group will want a preacher who is given to St. Vitus dance. He jigs all over the place. He's just the man for us. He's a ball of fire. Others like novelty. Our preacher is full of novelty. He comes up with very original ideas. Oh, that's what we want, yeah. Another group wants PowerPoint amusement. Give us somebody who can handle the PowerPoint. Heinz 57. But it's the same principle. Do they want 1 Corinthians 2:2? The demonstration of the spirit and the power, the confrontation of the gospel, the convicting, converting power of the gospel. Well, they'd like conversions, but they want something that will tell them what they like to hear. Itching ears, tell us what we want to know. Above all, feed our carnality. Let us go on in worldliness and have heaven as well. You be just the prophet for this people. This is a word for today, my brothers and sisters. Those of us who are engaged in preaching, we need to search ourselves. We're not here to supply the fancies, the needs, and feed the carnality of our hearers, but to preach the word of God to the glory of God in the power, a demonstration, and fire of the Holy Spirit. And if we're hearers, as we all are, let us demand that we hear men, and men give us nothing, nothing but the word of God in the power of the Spirit. Amen.